I think I've mentioned before, I'm a fainter. Full disclosure, on my way out the door, I guess I should really say I have a tendency to faint. Don't completely overgeneralize based on action. Thankfully, I haven't fainted in the better part of a decade. I just really never know. So I try to be prepared, which meant on getting blood work done last week, I reached about and brought along a capsule of smelling salts. Truly, I just tucked it in my breast pocket of the shirt. Ammonia-based smelling salts work, I learned this morning on the internet, not by experience, by irritating nasal and lung membranes, causing you to involuntarily inhale, getting oxygen flowing to the brain again, getting you to breathe faster. I started digging around for smelling salts today, not because I feel faint, but because Elijah has taken to prayer. Our lengthy first reading, the showdown atop Mount Carmel between Elijah and the 450 prophets of Baal, is performed before an audience. The people were assembled, we're told at the beginning of the reading. The miracle the Lord works is impressive compared to the empty theatrics of the prophets of Baal. But don't forget the audience. Elijah certainly doesn't. He concludes his simple fire-feeding prayer like this. Answer me, that this people may know that you, Lord, are God, and that you have brought them back to their senses. That you've brought them back to their senses. What a great line to hear. What a great line to take a whiff of this morning. Imagine that fire coming down, the involuntary inhale from the people, the oxygen flowing to the brain, the breathing quickening. Sometimes we need a little prayerful smelling salt, something that jolts us, affects our senses. God does even better for us than Mount Carmel this morning. God gives us Eucharist. Let that be the beginning of a quicker breath. However we need it, may we know God bringing us back to our senses today.